Hello.
Is it working? Is that thing red there? Is it actually? Is it ticking along?
It is, yeah.
No, excellent.
We're 7 seconds in. We're wasting time here.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Okay, oh, unbelievable.
I mean, listen. Welcome along to the after show show. And look, I'm going to tell you, this is something that we actually dealt with on the actual show show.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel that if I don't let PJ elaborate on it, right, he may explode because he feels that he's uncovered a new social ill, a new phenomenon
that is
happening, and nobody's talking about it, nobody's bringing it to the attention of the masses. Apparently, humans are going out and pooing in public places.
They're shiting in the parks, man. They're shiting in the parks and the fields and the beaches of Ireland and the dunes, which is even more disturbing, which is... I had a dune experience, huh?
A dune experience as well? Oh.
Yeah. They're hiding in the dunes. And
thinking they can bury it in the sand?
They're taking out their trousers, Jim, and they're taking their humanity out in the public air and dropping a brown trout onto the ground. And my dogs are eating them, and it's fucking disgusting. It's disgusting.
It is. I agree with that.
I'm so upset over it.
Well, like, what's prompting people to suddenly decide they need to shit in public?
I don't know.
What's that there happening
to
people?
And then you get smarty pants. It happened again today. Ashling the works here again. Yeah. How did you know it was human poo? Because a dog doesn't use Jack's roll, or a fox doesn't leave a lump of dirty old poo roll or an old baby wiper out next to it.
Are these hippies, are they? Are they the back to nature types?
I don't think so.
Are they hugging a tree 1 minute and then shitting beside it the next?
I don't think so. And here's my reasoning. Because I've seen a lot of hippies down the beach and all over the years, right? Yeah. I've never had a human shit problem until the lockdown. I've never had it. And hippies have been down there hippieing around.
Yeah.
And there's always been people down there that they go down there to play with each other's wobbly bits for some, whatever reason. That's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Right, they go down the beach after dark and they get their wobblers out and they do whatever they do. That's none of my business. Why they don't do the wobblers at home, I have no idea. They don't. They keep the wobblers.
Maybe they like the air to be flowing around them when they're, you know.
Maybe there's something like that. Maybe it's a fetish type of thing, or maybe they just can't afford hotels. Or
because the thing about it is, of all the places to be doing outside-y wobbly bits things, where sand can get at you is very unusual choice.
I know. It's very unusual.
I mean, sanding your sandwiches isn't bad enough, but when it's in crevices
at night, you get a crab on your nads or something. I don't know what you'd be thinking. You get all of them. I don't understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe you just stay in the car and they do the wobbly check. The wobbly check's there. Maybe that's what the kid house full of kids. Come on, you want a wobbler in the car? All right, we go down the beach. We give each other an old wobbler.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it,
that could be the only bit of peace and quiet you can get.
Yeah, is an old wobbler down the... Do you want to go for a coffee or a wobbler? I'll go for a wobbler. So maybe there's something like that.
Bring a blanket, will you? The sand does cut the inside off your leg.
Yeah, no, I don't want a wobbler. I still have nappy rash after the sand the last day. So there's that. So I don't think there's any... I don't think it's the wobblers and I don't think it's the hippies.
Right.
I have two theories. I think there's... we have the new thing of people can't go to the pubs. So they're drinking outdoors. There's a lot of drinking in the parks and there's a lot of drinking in the beaches and there's a lot of, you know, all these.
Yeah.
And these people, you know, when you have a booze, you know, they get to a point where your body just goes, you can't take anymore.
Oh my God.
So I think a lot of it might be that. And seeing as though it seems particularly tasty to the dogs all of a sudden, I'm guessing that maybe there's Guinness in there or something. I don't know, is the answer.
So your dogs are looking at each other and going, this has improved a lot. I tell you something. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the pandemic's done to their diet, but I have to say I'm liking it.
I think there's a fucking Big Mac in here somewhere. They're delighted with it. They love it, man. That's what's so disgusting about it. And there's a certain smell off humans as well. And like, because they're used to dry old squirrel shit, they'd be just having to sniff nothing in that. Or, you know, another dog shit. Oh, that's Fred, yeah, not Fred. To be there, you know, to do a bit of that.
Yeah.
But they munch the human stuff. Like, there's something in the human.
Well,
humans obviously aren't digesting stuff to the point that. And the dogs, and then it just be on their lips are brown and everything. Oh, their lips and the smell of their breath. I brought the bad dogs back yesterday. Now I had to go down to the sea and the sea was out and I had to find the marsh water and take my shoes and socks off and tip them into it. It was fucking awful. And then I took them back and the dog belches in my face. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking awful. Jesus Christ, I was there, so I've got teenager Guinness shit in my face now. And my other theory of this is, it's you know, since the lockdown started, there's people out running now that never ran in their lives. I'm one of them.
Right.
You know, Saturday morning run, get up, get it done. Feeling like a great fella. You know, never ran in my life. As soon as they said stay indoors, I went, time to go running. Right,
yeah.
I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
And when you run, it's a well-known thing in running. Sometimes, if you don't balance it right, you will get caught out. When you start running, one of the tips you get is carry something in case you need a poo-poo.
No way.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I've never been. All of the people doing the kind of nominate you for a 5K, nobody ever said bring your shit bag
with
you.
You need to carry a poo bag. A poo bag, you need to carry something to put to clean your bottle. Now, I thankfully haven't had this experience.
If being overweight and unfit wasn't enough of a reason to not go for a 5K, now you've given me another one.
Yeah.
That is, I might be in the middle, I might be 2K in and suddenly think, Lord, it's coming.
All runners apparently have, people who run regularly will say, warn you, don't go running.
Is it the constant up and down, making it, what's happening there?
I did, on one of the runs, I remember running along, I was thinking,
all of a sudden now that whole Sonia O'Sullivan thing makes sense.
Yeah, she cacked herself in front of the world though, that's an awful thing. I'd rather do it in the woods, I'd rather have a dog eat it in the woods now, with nobody knowing about it, than to be cacking herself in the middle of the world, in front of the whole world looking there, where's she going? I remember Gary Lineker cacked himself playing Ireland.
That's right, he wiped himself in the field.
He dragged his ass along the grass in front of the whole world like a dog. Cleaning his bottom, yeah.
Like nothing's happened. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's not like it doesn't happen every weekend in the woods.
Come on, look away. Will you all look away? I remember Gerald Farrelly telling me this thing years ago. He was gigging, you know, and you'd be staying. In the good old days, they'd give you a hotel room. Now it's like, how are you getting home? No matter where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
The good old days, there's always in hotels. And he was saying he won some poor elfler. He did the thing that a lot of people done. Got up out of bed, went for a piss, walked out the wrong door, locked himself out of the room.
Right.
Now, he went down to the reception the next morning.
Right.
He was obviously totally in the nude, right? But he said everyone was kind of just playing along. There was a social sort of playing along. Oh, I can't see this man. You know,
he was naked in reception.
He was naked in reception going, does anyone have a key? I'm after locking myself out of the room. Poor fella, he made it all the way down for a second. Poor fella. So there was a sort of, let's pretend we can't see him going on.
Yeah.
And one member of staff made it worse on everyone because he kept just walking around going, will you stop looking at him? Stop looking at him, will you? Look away. Mind your own business. He made a mistake. Stop making a big deal over it. And your man was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then no one was looking. He said, no one was looking. And all they could hear was, can you please keep moving? The poor man, he thought he was going to the toilet. It made a huge, big deal. He was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Everybody was, about eventually someone sort of went, would you just keep your voice down? He's like, they're all looking at him. Like, first of all, put him behind, leave him sit in the chair or something behind the counter so he's not.
Absolutely.
And then wrap him up with a fucking, someone get him out a fucking blanket and stop him shouting.
At least give him a file or something to put over himself.
Give him a pencil or something to cover himself.
Have you? Yeah. Can I tell you something? Remember the time, was it when we went to the Denmark, when we were doing the Denmark OB, or was it after we had the chili thing? Or wasn't there a time that you were really, really ill?
Yeah.
But you had to do a gig. And you were absolutely, you were petrified that you were going to shit yourself on stage. That you were going to cack yourself.
I was going to get sick and have a patoo on stage, I had to leave the stage early. And I got to the stage in the gig where I'd tell a joke and go, I'd try not to get sick and then do the punchline. And the audience at the end were going, just go, will you just leave?
Oh my God! You told them. Listen, I could actually shit myself.
Yeah, I'm
here.
There going. I didn't say the shit. I said the vomit. But the bottom was going. If he goes, I go. If top goes, bottom's falling out. The whole thing. If top goes, I go. So I was just telling them I feel really sick. Oh my God! I nearly got sick. I was doing that, and they were like, "Go!" And then the other fella, the bum starts going, "Don't forget about me. We have an emergency as well. We are having an emergency down here. Oh my God, yeah. And I got so sick, I swear to God,
Have you ever had, other than that, as a result of illness, have you ever had any sort of close calls?
Well, I don't know. Close calls when I was in Morocco. Oh, jeez, I got so sick, my bum got a cough.
Morocco, you nearly? Oh. What, you were out in public at the time?
My God, yeah. Did I never tell you about?
No.
Oh my, me and Elaine, we were in Morocco.
Yeah.
And we fucking went and got seafood risotto. What the fuck were we thinking, man? We got seafood risotto. And I was walking down the street, Marrakesh. Oh, look at them all, did you? All the going on, and the hustle and bustle. And looking. And then I thought, oh, I need a poo, yeah? That's grand. I'll just, you know yourself, you need a poo. I'll sort of walk around, look at some of the activities of the town.
Yeah.
And then later I'll go back to the hotel before I eat and I'll do a poo.
Yeah.
And then my stomach went, blah, blah, blah. And I went, right, I'll do the poo now. I'll do it. I'll get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Just, there's no point in carrying a poo. When you can evacuate and carry on with the day instead. So I'll do the evacuation now, get it over and done with. And then I was walking and I went, and my arse got heavy, man. And I mean heavy, like there was a cement block trying to escape over it. So I went to Elaine, I went, I'm going to shit myself. I think I'm going to shit myself here. And she starts laughing. She said, don't do that. Don't be shitting yourself. I said, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
I can't help it. And she was like, and I was like, you had to do that thing where you start running around looking for a toilet, you know. I was like running, going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I stopped, and then I had to start walking slower because if I took the clench out at the bottom, it was going to go. It was going to be a
chocolate
fountain, yeah. And at this stage, there was a few of the Arab lads were following me around just to see what had happened. You know, that way it was dead that bad.
Fuck.
And
did you get to that stage where, you know, that stage where you get, pain?
Yeah.
Like real pain.
Pain.
Like as in, unable to walk pain.
Yeah.
Like that sort of weird kind of.
So you have to do that sort of one. You don't walk one leg in front of the other and go up.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's it. And then we do it again. Okay, right leg. Up. Well, that's up in the air. Oh.
Yeah.
There's
nothing worse than that pain. It's like everything. It's like your whole nether regions have gone into a spasm.
Yeah.
And it's, oh yeah.
And then I accepted it. I had a moment where I just went, right, here we go. Right here in the middle of the street. And I thought I got a very
welcome to Marrakech.
Welcome to Marrakech. Yeah, and I said, and then I went, okay, no. I bought it.
The mad thing about that is there probably would have been some other tourists going by, going, you see, I told you the culture here was different.
Yeah, look at look at this local here now. Couldn't give a
friendly,
shit.
You can shit in the street and everything.
Look at your man there. He doesn't even look like he's from here, but he obviously, you know, letting the side down. And I made it into the toilet eventually, and for a second I thought nothing was going to happen.
Yeah.
It just, suddenly, and then, my God. Like, it was, did I not tell you that before?
No.
When it went so loud, a kid said to his dad, Dad, was that a lion outside? He says. I was like, it was unbelievable. It was absolutely.
My kid said,
Daddy, was that a lion? Like, little English kid.
Oh my God.
It was God.
That's the explosion. Fucking crazy. Your arse sounded like a lion.
It was unbelievable. I was like, and we were sick for a week after. We had to go home and everything. And we were like, genuinely, she was as bad. Yeah. Well, I can't say her arse is lying. It's not my arse. Shouldn't be talking about it. But she was very sick as well. And we had to go, went to the doctor and all, and we came back and says, you're so dehydrated and this hasn't stopped. Like, and it wasn't lion levels. Like, you had to go to the shop and
it wasn't lion, pussycat levels maybe, not lion.
We're more sort of, angry Jack Russell now at this stage. But the doctor said, if you're still sick in another couple of days, you're going to have to come into hospital.
Yeah.
And we were really, really bad.
Oh, my God.
That was the week before I got offered the job here. Actually, now that I think of it.
Oh,
it was
right.
It was because I got the phone call from Andy Bad News when it was over
there. While you were on the jacks.
Yeah, Andy was on the phone.
He was saying to you, is that a lion in the background?
No, it's not a lion. Are you on safari? Yeah, I am, Jeez, he's very excited about this.
That line sounds very close. Are you sure you're all right? No, it's fine.
No, is that a tractor?
You sound a bit nervous and a bit exhausted. Have you been running?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, I tell you, because my favourite ever story about people being, let's say, caught
touch
short.
And go.
Didn't you tell me that there was a lad who got clamped?
Yeah, a friend of mine, comedian.
Was he a mate of yours or was he a comedian?
He's a friend of mine and a comedian. We toured together for years. And here's me saying, I shouldn't say who it is. And anyone that ever went to any of my shows now goes, oh, yeah, you're a man. Yeah, he was very bad, Oh, he got caught out really bad. And the poor fella talks like, now everyone knows who he is. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was dying to go. He was dying to go, and he pulled up at the big shopping centre
right.
to run in and use the toilet. And as he was running in, he saw the clampers coming over to the car. And they was like, please don't clamp the car, lads. I have to go to the toilet. They were like, no, if you leave it here, it's getting clamped. He goes, please. And he says, well, I'll pay you for the clamp, he goes. I'll give you the money.
Even before they put it on?
Yeah, because he's no credit card. He only had cash. He'd no credit card. And they were like, no, if you go, it's put the clamp on. And he knew if he left and they put the clamp on, he couldn't get it off. He was stuck. He didn't own a credit card. He was like, what am I going? Please, have a bit of humanity. I'm going to have to. And they were like, no, if you leave, if we come back, he was there. So he had to just crack his pants in front of him.
Oh my God.
He had to let go because he had to stay at the
standing car. There face to face with them.
Standing there face to face.
It wasn't like they walked off right and he...
They were like, oh my God, what an animal. So they fucked off then. They were like, I'm not clamping this man's car. He's obviously mentally insane. Yeah, and then he had to go in with his cash and buy new trousers.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, in the shop. What he wanted to say, he goes, yeah, oh.
He was standing paying for them with...
Well, he went in and changed into them and says, I'll take these trousers.
No, but he still had to...
I don't know what
God.
He did with them. I didn't get into the detail. There was so much. Yeah, I don't know what he did with the papur. I don't know. I'd say he probably left it in the change room. But he didn't have a choice. I don't know what else. Maybe he brought it out in a plastic bag. I'm going to say because he's a good fella. I imagine he took it out with a plastic bag, put it in the boot of his car. Oh my God, the story gets worse. Trying to save him from his own speculation. It actually gets worse, doesn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
As bad as that is, give me a lion any day. Or, you know, that was...
You know, I told you about the lad that golf society that I hang around with or whatever. We go once a year. I told you about your man in Killarney.
Yeah, he got a plaque or something.
A plaque and all there is. Yeah, because he got caught short on... I think it's the 18th. I think it's the last one. And he literally, that's what he said. He turned around to whoever he was playing with and went, oh, Lord, it's coming. He was an English lad.
Yeah.
And Dennis, and he just went in. And he had his whatever, his golf trouser things on or whatever, like, and it all went horribly wrong. And he had to bury them. He had to bury them and put on his waterproofs.
Oh my
instead
God.
To be able to go back into the thing.
That's awesome.
But they ended up, they put a plaque up to it.
And where's that golf course? I might take the dogs for a walk. They'll be running out with a pair of trousers. Mind.
It's beautiful, like it's Killarney, oh my God. And I didn't believe it for years and then I got to go.
And you saw
and
the
plaque is there. Oh, and it says on it, oh Lord, it's coming.
It's just one of those things. It's like the old joke, you shag one sheep.
Yeah.
And you just know for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. Anyway, we better get out of here before you get cut short. Yeah, I don't want you doing it on camera.
Oh yeah. Oh Lord, it's coming.